Monday.
It's Monday.
Monday. Oh, Monday. Thank gosh it's Monday.
I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad you're here.
Glad you're here.
And I'm glad to be here.
So let's do this thing.
Let's do this!
What things?
You know.
Start the day off right.
Now that sounds like a lot of fun.
All right, y'all. It's showtime.
Morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan.
Hey, would somebody let Tito out?
No, because he'll blow away.
Can you imagine my dog just flying through the air?
It'd be like something out of Wizard of Oz. Da-da-da-da-da. Here goes Tito. Whoosh. Still pretty windy out there. It is dying down a little bit. I don't know when Angie was coming in here, but you're coming a little earlier, man. It was, you're feeling it on the way in.
I told you, one big gust, I'm blow away like Mary Poppins.
You would. Yeah, you'd be right up there. Get the umbrella like Keegan did last night at the Oscars. 21 degrees right now. Morning snow showers kind of off and on. Some flurries today. 26 degrees with the wind chill, though, right around zero. Real field temperature is zero. Real quick, I just want to say one thing this morning.
Shinola Watts is unbelievable. They're saving Detroit.
Thank you.
Random.
It was best screenplay, right? Guy for best screenplay. Yeah. Guy got up there and just all of a sudden in the middle of his speech.
Shinola Watts is unbelievable. They're saving Detroit.
So Aaron and I would like to give a shout out to Fego. We want to thank them.
Shinola Watts is unbelievable. They're saving Detroit.
We also want to thank Better Made.
Shinola Watts is unbelievable. They're saving Detroit.
Are you hungry this morning?
Sure.
Okay, we want to thank McDonald's. They're saving Detroit. We love them very much, too. And we want
saving
to,
me.
We want to thank American Coney Island for saving Detroit. I want to thank Nike for
that
saving
was
Detroit.
So weird, though.
It is weird.
Shinola Watts is unbelievable. They're saving Detroit.
Green Book director.
Right. We don't know, right? I'm Matthew Smith at 7 this morning. Nobody knows why he randomly, in the middle of thanking all these people, just suddenly blurted
Shinola
out.
Shinola Watts is unbelievable. And they're saving Detroit. It.
Maybe he got one.
Maybe he had an, I don't know, maybe it's a random endorsement and he couldn't think of anything better to say.
I know our producer's walking down the hallway going, want to thank Bazookies for thank you for saving Detroit. Like, stop it, Ryan.
Shinola Watts is unbelievable. They're saving Detroit.
Want to thank that pot shop next to the donut shop on 8 Mile. They're saving Detroit.
Shinola Watts is unbelievable. They're saving Detroit.
That's the weirdest thing, man. Okay, someone's going to figure it out today. They've got to get hold of this guy. So, of course, we'll talk Oscars last night. Good night for Bohemian Rhapsody. Did you miss a host?
No.
I didn't either.
The way they opened it up, I'm like, fine. Do this every year. There was no stupid monologues or anything. They came out. They rocked out. Everything was great.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can deal with this.
So for years, the Oscars has complained that the show has gone over. So once they get rid of the host, the show doesn't go over. Okay. Well, you know they need to thank for that.
Shinola Watts is unbelievable. They're saving Detroit.
Unbelievable.
And the Oscars.
And he sounds a little bit like Dice Clay.
Shinola Watts is unbelievable. They're saving Detroit.
Thank you, Shinola. With the good and the goose. Shinola Watts is saving the Motor City. Goose. All right, what's coming up in sports?
Sunday, a big day for Michigan State. Wings make a move before the trade deadline and a big win for our state in some NASCAR.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Phone's ringing, dude.
Thank you, Donnie.
Call or text 248-39.
CSX, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. A lot of people singing that song Friday night. Who's going to drive you home? 19 degrees right now, 637. Morning snow showers, 26 for a high today. Wind chill right around zero. Any issues on the road, Aaron?
Not locally. Locally, we're looking pretty good, but everywhere up north,
it's all frozen.
It's all frozen, yeah. And it's the tundra.
It was the bomb cyclone. I saw the most recent power update was 40,000 are still without power here in the Motor City.
It's 40,000.
Is that right?
And they're recommending that you check flights this morning, too, because some of the Midwest flights out of DTW have been canceled or delayed.
Well, they would go to take off from Detroit. The wind would hit them, and they'd wind up in Chicago. They just drift. So, yeah, it kind of threw them off there. We did have a great time. I was joking about Friday night. Capone's was fantastic, as always. We go out there. We had a great time giving away the 80s in the sand trip. It was kind of funny when we got out there. You walk in, and then one of the, I think it was, I can't remember, Tyler grabbed me and goes, hey, they just announced Sammy Hagar as part of the bill. What? Yeah, so Sammy Hagar's on that as well. But we got our winners. We had a great time Friday night. And so I'm walking around. We're talking to our listeners. We love meeting you guys. And I ran into one of our listeners here. She agreed with you, and she wanted, her name is Angie. And she wanted to share the story, and I thought that you'd appreciate this.
Okay.
You haven't heard this.
Okay.
She's only emailed and texted us 8 times trying to find out what the hell this is. It's not bad. I think you're going to feel good about this.
Okay.
Do you want to play now, or do we just keep stringing you along a little bit further?
Just go for it.
Hold on a second. My friend wants to say something.
Shinola watches. Unbelievable. They're saving Detroit.
Thanks. That was from the Oscars last night. Okay, here we go. Here's Angie.
So you're talking with Angie. We're out of Capone's. Angie, you have something in common with Aaron. You giggle every time we do what?
Fart.
The fart button. So now, do you come from a family of farters? Is that what it is, Angie?
That's exactly what it is, yes.
Okay, who was the key farter in the family? Was there one?
My son, Scott.
You just added him. Okay, did Scott double guns? Did he point at people and do it, or he just let it go?
Just let it go.
You're always asking his niece to pull his finger.
Okay, that's a good one. Now, Erin said her brother would, like, pin her down and do it that way. Did you have a family like that growing up?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. 7 brothers. Sure did.
So what did they do?
They would just walk past you or stand in front of you and fart. Okay. And they thought it was great. Right,
so if I'm playing the fart sound effect all morning, that's fine with you?
Yes, that's fine.
No trauma?
No trauma. Okay. No.
So there you go. You're not alone. Angie at Capone's Friday Night loves the fact that we play that. You get the giggles from it.
Anyone who has older brothers probably thinks that's hysterical.
Are those the only two moves when you're doing this, somebody, though? It's the double guns or you sit on somebody. Is there another move?
I don't know.
248-398-WCSX. No one's going to call on this, but I'm just curious. I mean, is there a move that we're missing other than the double guns?
Pull my finger.
There it is. That's one. Okay. God, so I'm going to play this all morning. So we're going to play this.
Shinola watches. Unbelievable. They're saving Detroit.
That's the guy from the Oscars last night. And this. You're going to giggle all morning if we play this?
Pretty much.
Okay. 248-398-WCSX. We're trying to figure out ways to, when you pull the finger and do that one.
God. It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Buttery and nutty and perfect for fall and Thanksgiving.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX Big Jim's house, 650. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Angie this morning. Okay, coming up about 10 minutes. Today's going to see Jersey Boys. Going to be at the Fisher Theater. But now we're having a deep, meaningful discussion on this Monday morning. Lots of stuff going on. Bomb cyclones, the Oscars, everything else. We're talking about this. Why are we talking about that? Because Angie, one of our listeners Friday night, brought up to me that every time we talk about this, that Aaron's not the only one. She gets the giggles every time we play the fart sound effect on the air. So does producer Ryan and the rest of us. So we started talking about different ways to do this to somebody. She said her brothers would hold her down and then do one to her.
I used to get that all the time.
Which, both or?
John.
John was the one who would do that to you? So we know the pin down thing. We also know pull my finger, right?
Pull my finger, double guns.
Double guns is the one that was my dad would always bang, and you got the double guns. You knew it was coming too. He'd point at you and like hold him. It was like Tombstone or something. But I know this is a silly conversation, but we got into this. 248-398-WCSX. Mike in Port Huron, how you doing, bud?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good.
Good, good. All right, so there's this thing called a cupcake. All right, so what you do is somebody's like sitting down, minding their own business, maybe on a couch or something. What you do is you fart in your hand, like in a cup part of your hand, and you just shove it right in their face, like right to the nose.
And that's called the cupcake?
That is called the cupcake.
Okay, that's a new one, the cupcake. Aaron, yeah. Have you heard of the cupcake
No,
before?
I've never heard of the cupcake, but you have enlightened me.
All right.
Hey, you got to try something new, right?
We're going to try that at a staff meeting on Dahmer. Let's see what happens.
Perfect. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Yep. Bye.
Roy in Lincoln Park. What's up, buddy?
How you doing?
We're good. So we have pull my finger. We have double guns.
Crop dusting could be one of them too, right? Roy, do you have another move for us when you want to fart?
Yeah, the rumble effect, where you grab somebody's shoulder when you fart.
Wait a minute, what is this called again?
The rumble effect. You grab their shoulder and shake their shoulder when you do it.
Like an earthquake?
You grab.
Yep.
Okay. Now, Roy, have you done this to somebody?
Yeah.
So who'd you do it to?
My kids' friends.
How do they react when you do that?
They start laughing.
All right. Oh, hey, Roy, they're playing you off, man. I'm sorry. We're done. They're playing the wrap-up music. We're sorry. You got to go, okay, Roy? Thank you. Thank you, Roy. Thank you. We can't get through a lot of phone calls because they keep playing the playoff music from the Oscars last night. Stop it. So are we done talking about these for this morning, Aaron? Have you learned something new?
We got some great text messages, though.
Is there one called Tin Cup? Is that the name? Deep research. All right, coming up next, Jersey Boys.
Oh, Lord.
Sherry. No, it doesn't work. CSX Big Jim's house. Morning snow showers and some flurries. 26 for a high. Wind chill still around zero. Nowhere near as windy as it was yesterday with the bomb cyclone. Any issues on the road, Aaron?
We do have a problem. The northbound M10 Lodge ramp to westbound 94. There's an accident there. And it just happened. So just be patient. Allow yourself some extra time.
Okay, there we go. Before Huey Lewis, we had Peter Frampton here. Now, if you missed the announcement on Friday, Peter is going out for a tour. We'll be playing Pine Knob on July 25th. Cool. We love Peter Frampton. We love seeing Peter here play in Detroit. He recorded a live album here in Detroit. But they called the farewell tour. Now, I don't know about you, but when we originally heard that, there was no explanation why it was called the farewell tour when we got the press release on Friday. Remember, it just said, Peter Frampton, farewell tour, July 25th, Pine Knob.
Exactly. So 50 dates across the country. He said he was going to issue a double album this summer.
Well, he's been working a lot. Now, you want to find out what's going on? He sat down with the folks for CBS this morning over the weekend, and we have the entire interview for you. All you have to do is text us 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, is
Peter.
Here's why it's Peter Frampton's final tour.
IBM, occlusion body myositis, which is what I have.
What exactly have you felt?
Going upstairs and downstairs is the hardest thing for me. I'm going to have to get a cane. What will happen, unfortunately, is that it affects the finger flexors. So for a guitar player, it's not very good.
Have you felt that already?
Yes, but I'm able to play great right now. In a year's time, maybe not so good. I know that I will be at the top of my game for this tour, and I will make it through this, and people won't be saying, oh, he can't play as good. I can. But we just don't know for how long. If this is the farewell tour, then maybe if the drug trial works, there'll be the miracle tour. I mean, I wish, but I'm realistic too. Yeah. So this really is the farewell tour.
So now you know. There's a lot more to the interview. It's like a 9-minute piece that they did on CBS. So he was mentioning a clinical drug trial that he's in. But have you ever heard of this IBM thing, whatever he has?
I did some research after I saw part of the interview, and it basically just causes muscles to weaken over time, and then that's...
Yeah, that's it. So that's why he's doing it now. So we hate to be the bearers of bad news, but we wanted you to know that that is why the Peter Frampton is calling this farewell tour again. July 25th, he'll be out at Pine Knob, all right?
Okay, time to give away free concert tickets.
What tickets do we have? Tickets on the 20?
All right, coming up pretty quick. It's going to be a big show also at Pine Knob.
Hart and Joan Jett. That's going to be August 5th. Stick around.
How do I get those tickets?
Tickets on the 20.
Coming up in less than 10 minutes
in Big Jim's house.
What was the... CSX Big Jim's house by the crew. 19 degrees right now. Morning snow showers, flurries, wind chill to zero, 26 for high. It's all we're going to get. Issues on the road, Aaron?
Not locally, no. We're looking pretty good. That earlier accident on the lodge has been cleared.
Okay. Let me see. Our producer Ryan is here, a young millennial. Ryan, we had a text message from Mike. Mike's advice was simply...
Don't admit it. Don't say anything. Deny, deny, deny.
Okay. Ryan is a very wonderful girlfriend who's listening right now. Heidi's listening, right? We assume that she's got the radio on right now?
Yeah, okay. I think so. We're catching her on the tail end of her drive.
Okay, hi, Heidi. you came in last week and you told us something happened involving your car and her car. If you can explain real quickly what happened.
I park in front of her car in our driveway, and most days I'll move my car behind hers just so I can get out earlier.
Makes sense.
And I have a pretty big yard, so when I don't do that, I'll just back up and do a little three-point turn and cruise around on the side of my yard.
Okay.
And usually I back up and know where her car is, but the night before I pulled her car up a little too far and backed up right into her car.
What does that look, Aaron? Can I move over this way a little more?
Hey, I've done the backup thing with my truck and took out the front of my wife's van. I punched a hook once, or a knob. put it right through the front of the van.
Oh, the hitch?
Yeah, the hitch. Yeah, the knob right through there. So now, obviously, you go right in the house and you tell her, like, hey, man, this is what happened.
No. I didn't say anything. I wiped off the silver marks from my car that were on her blue car. And I kept the blue paint on my car because I wanted to take a picture of it, but I kept forgetting. But I didn't tell her. Yesterday, I hinted. I knew that this was coming today. So I told her that I, you know, hey, I just bumped your car the other day, but this was a good.
So you pre-disastered what you were going to say on the air right now. You pre-disastered with your girlfriend what you hadn't told her last week.
Right.
So you're trying to soften the blow this morning.
Yeah,
2-4-3-9-8-WCSS.
I knew I was going to come in and talk about it, so I had to explain myself a little bit. But I didn't, like, nothing's damaged on her car. There's just a couple scratches and stuff that she wouldn't even have noticed if I didn't tell her. So I figured it was just better not, like, nothing happened. The car's good. Everything's good. There's no dents in it or anything. So I don't, why tell her? It's just.
Well, you just told her.
You should have told her when it happened, you dummy.
Why?
Because it's her car.
248-398-WCSX. Should Ryan have told her when it happened or not said anything at all, including on the radio right now?
I could have punched the car and made a bigger dent in it than it did. So
come on.
You still hit her car, though, dude.
Yeah, but it's all right.
Shame.
Yeah.
Shame.
Yeah. I don't see the big deal in it.
Seriously, you don't see the big deal.
I finally told her. Now she really knows.
The only reason you told her is because you were going to tell her on the air this morning.
True. That I will admit that okay. I would have just never said anything
and
if I didn't.
We didn't ask him. He offered this information up to us before we go, like, why would you do that on the radio? It's like, because Ryan came in the studio and told us about this. And then we said, you want to talk about it on the air? And you're like, absolutely. Dude.
Ooh, yes. Joe just texted in and said, doghouse, one word.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, when you hit your wife Kathy's car, Jim, did you tell her right away?
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what you do in a relationship, Ryan. Later on tonight, if you're trying to get something, you know what you're going to get?
Nope.
You're done.
Do you have the sound effects for getting beat up, too?
Yeah. That would be the one, man,
I'll be all right.
You think so, huh?
I've just looked at a text from her. OMG, you backed into my car, .. you blank hole.
It just reinforced what we said earlier.
Nelson, no!
Yeah, you're cut off.
Welcome to Big Jim's house.
Hello, welcome to our party.
Welcome to our home.
Well, welcome to America, amigo.
Welcome to my most humble, dishonorable establishment.
Welcome to BFS.
Only on Detroit's Classic Rock, 94.
CSX, Big Jim's house, 749. Big Jim, RV producer Ryan, who's I don't know if he's in the doghouse or not. We're trying to figure this out right now. So he just came in the studio about 10 minutes ago and told us that he backed into his girlfriend Heidi's car last Wednesday?
Last Wednesday, and didn't tell her about it until right now on the radio.
Yes. And she responded. So our question is, should he have said something at all? Are there some things you just don't mention in a relationship? 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, like I said, I drove a trailer hitch through the front of my wife's van. It had a hole right in the bumper.
But there's no way you can hide that anyhow, but you told Kathy right away.
Absolutely.
Because that's the right thing to do because it involves a vehicle.
Now, I will confess, not a relationship. When I was a kid, I actually hit a softball. We were playing in a cul-de-sac. I hit a softball, smoked it, and it was about 10 feet off the ground. It went right through a stained glass window. You know, the ones right by the door, the tall rectangular ones? It hit it. And I tripped and fell over all the bats while everybody else ran. So I stood up realizing I couldn't get away. It's a true story. And I walked up to the house and said, ma'am, I apologize. I'm the one that broke your window. I'll pay for it. So my dad was just over the moon for years and I couldn't let him break his heart. He thought that I was just the most honest kid in the world. And he would tell all his friends. Jimmy got up there and he owned it. And I worked to pay off the glass. And it wasn't until I was in the Navy and came back and told him that the only reason I told her is because I tripped over the bats and couldn't get away.
And you run like a T-Rex.
Oh, he was not happy. He was not happy. Jim and Taylor, good morning, man. What would you do?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Nothing.
So are you calling about Ryan's dilemma?
Always tell her right when it happens. The relationship has been about honesty and trusting.
There you go. Thank you, Jim. So it's about honesty and trusting each other. Unless you're Robert Kraft. Anyway. Text messages, everybody's... I keep seeing doghouse pop up over and over. Everybody's saying doghouse.
Doghouse. Because he should have told her right away.
Yeah. Makes sense. We want to send this out to Heidi. American woman. You're not sleeping on my couch tonight, Logan. Ain't happening. No.
I'm busy.
You can sleep with Tito tonight.
No.
Why not? Be a good visual.
East side, west side, downriver. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
We're playing for some Red Wing tickets. Everybody ready to roll?
Yep. Ready to go.
Yep.
It sounds good. Good, good, good.
All right. We have our three players. Don representing Downriver. Mike, the east side. Cassie, the west side. Don, if you know the answer, you yell out down. Mike, you yell out east. Cassie, you yell out west. Do not answer until you're called upon, and make sure you're loud so everybody can hear you.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And when you win, make sure you thank Shinola like the guy did during the Oscars last night, all right? Very important. Very important. Okay, here we go.
Question number one. Rami Malek won the Best Actor Award last night for his portrayal of this Queen frontman.
East.
Mike, what's the answer, bud?
Freddie Mercury.
There it is. Yes, his middle name was Lincoln. A lot of people don't know that. Anyway, east side on the board. Question number two. Root beer and pancake syrup are the two new flavors of these famous marshmallow Easter treats featuring chicks and bunnies.
East.
Okay, well... Answer question in Jeopardy form. Mike for the win.
East.
That's the most Monday Battle of the Burbs game ever. All right, dudes, we're going to go see the Red Wings and the Canadiens tomorrow night. Cassidy and Don, thanks for playing, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right.
Well, I want to thank Shinola.
Thank you. Thank you for playing along. Now, in just in accordance with the way the game's going, instead of yelling east, we want you to yell out peeps. Go ahead.
Peeps.
There's Johnny's side. Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
Thanks, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. A little after 9 o'clock. We're going to be jumping on Facebook Live here in a minute. Buddy Mosky from out in Los Angeles, he was at the Academy Awards last night, right? I assume. He's covering everything.
He is a busy, busy, busy man.
So he's going to be on with us here, and you can join us on Facebook Live. You have your Oscar questions as well. And then, of course, we'll put that up in the housecast. You can get it. I want to ask him about two things that jumped out at me right away.
Okay.
Other than the obvious award winners. Number one, Lady Gaga allegedly wore a 128.5 carat Tiffany diamond.
What?
It was hanging from a diamond-studded necklace. It's worth $30 million, was last worn by Audrey Hepburn while promoting Breakfast at Tiffany's. You saw that giant kind of yellow thing she was wearing. And then the other one is there's People Magazine says Glenn Close wore a 42-pound dress to the Oscars last night, covered in 4 million beads. Come on.
I believe it.
I've never worn a dress, Your Honor. 42 pounds? You serious?
I believe it because I had a dress that I wore to an awards ceremony out there, and it was about 14 pounds with the beading and different stuff.
42? So, seriously?
Yeah.
Women's dresses weigh that much?
I can see that. Well, if they have all of that intricate bead work and everything, and it depends on the fabric as well. If it's not a light, airy fabric, if it's like, you know, tapestry fabric, it's going to be.
That's why, you know, my garter that I normally wear isn't that heavy. It's really light. It feels good. You want to see it?
No.
You sure? You're sure?
I don't want to see it.
Okay.
Okay, time to give away free concert tickets.
What tickets do we have? Tickets on the 20?
All right, coming up in a couple minutes here. Pretty cool.
Hart and Joan Jett at Pine Knob on August 5th. Stick around.
CSX Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Wrapping up the show. Julene's coming in next. Of course, tomorrow morning we'll have more of these. 620, 720, 820, 920. Tickets to go see...
Hart and Joan Jett at Pine Knob alongside Al King. It's going to be an amazing show.
I've been reading all this Oscar stuff, you know, and the post-Oscar parties and the pre-Oscar parties and stuff. And Pat Sajak had a funny tweet. He goes, you have to give us this one day because we never celebrate ourselves in Hollywood. But this party, if it's true, my God, there was a pre-Oscar party in Beverly Hills. So they had a DJ dropping some tunes. People are out there celebrating, right? Everybody's having fun. On the dance floor, they claim at the same time, Leonardo DiCaprio, Mick Jagger, and Al Pacino were out dancing. They had like a dance-off.
That is a cool, that would be cool to see.
Cool and creepy at the same time. I'm going to go out there and get on the dance floor. Hoo-ah! Doesn't Jagger win? I mean, it's what he does.
Well, he's got moves like Jagger.
Exactly. There's no moves like Leonardo DiCaprio. DiCaprio just drowns every time he gets cold. I mean, that's all he does. Again, if you're not familiar with the end of Titanic, he kills himself because he doesn't want to live with Rose. That's what it's all about. There are 24 different ways he could have gotten up in that thing, right? That's all it is. It's just a sad suicide story at the end of the movie. It's a great, funny movie until that part.
Oh, goodness.
I'm sorry. All right. So, is today the beginning of our Downriver City of the Week tour? Is that right?
This is really cool. Every day, our City of the Week folks, Donnell and Joel and Steven, are going to a new city downriver, and then they're going to end up way downriver. But today, they're starting in Monroe. So, we want to say good morning to Buckman's Convenience Store. They're on US 24 in Monroe. Tammy has us on every day. So, thank you so much, Tammy, for rocking out with us here at CSN.
Hi, Tammy. We're back tomorrow morning. Ryan's got a skunk problem. We need some advice on that one. We'll talk skunks tomorrow morning.
You sure
we'll
it's a skunk?
It could be. Well, I don't know. He does have a bottle of Polo in the glove box of his car, so maybe it's just that. Now there's anything wrong with that. Just saying. All right, Jolene's next. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.